thank you for listening to Ryan's Rants. I'm your host, Ryan Pischoff. And tonight, I wanted to rant about training videos. You know, the training videos that your boss makes you watch at work because somehow a 15-minute video is going to teach me something about my job that the 2 years of work experience hasn't already taught me. You know, and just the training videos, they never really cover the real shit that I need a training video for. You know, for instance, I work front desk at a hotel, and I wish I had a training video for some of the off-the-wall shit that I've seen at this job. You know, for instance, like, I have never seen a training video on what to do if you see prostitutes in your back parking lot. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know. And, alright, let me explain. So, it was a Sunday night. Typically, Sundays are really slow. I'd made it all the way through my shift with nothing, like, major happening. And this truck driver comes up to the front desk saying, "Ugh, I think you got some prostitutes in your back lot." And it caught me so off guard that I didn't even initially believe him. I just said, how do you know they're prostitutes? You know, maybe they're just some flirtatious women. And the truck driver looked at me and said, "Well, because one of them offered me $25 for a suck and fuck." And that made me feel bad for the prostitute. Like, why? $25, that's incredibly cheap. You know, that's... like, she definitely has some self-esteem issues. If you're selling yourself short, I mean, for $25, you know, you are, like, that's what you're worth, apparently. You know, so I felt really bad for her, but I didn't know what to do because there's not a training video on what to do if a guest comes up and says that you have prostitutes in your back parking lot. So I asked them, what should I do? And the truck driver said, "You should call the cops." Now, you know, I've never really been known to be a snitch or anything, but I mean, this is my job. You know, this is how I, you know, put gas in my truck. This is how I buy smokes. Like, I mean, I need this job. So I call the police, and police operator, she's asking me if the prostitutes are still on the property. So I go to the back parking lot since I never, like, visually saw the prostitutes. I've only heard of them. And as I walk to the back parking, or as I walk to the back door, one of the prostitutes is walking with a guest who'd been staying at the hotel for a while. He was part of a work crew, and they'd been feeding me for about 2 or 3 weeks now. They'd grill out every night, and they'd always bring something up to the front desk, and me and this guy, we'd come to, you know, be friendly with each other. We were good friends. And, you know, she sees me on the phone, so I rush back to the front desk, and ensues is one of the, you know, wildest arguments I've had at this job, because this prostitute and the guest who I'd become friendly with, they walked up to the front desk and they started to curse me out. Now, whenever placed in an awkward situation like that, I like to Jedi mind trick my way out of the situation. So, she's screaming at me. She's, "Did you just call the motherfucking police on me?" And I'm like, "No." And my buddy, he's standing there like, "Come on, man. Like, why'd you have to call the cops, man? I'm just trying to get laid." And just, it's loud as hell. It's also 10:50. I leave at 11. This is 10 minutes before I clock out. So the cops hadn't arrived yet. And I calm them both down. I say, "Well, look, if both y'all go up to the room right now, the cops won't know that you're a prostitute and you're purchasing a prostitute. So go." And they're like, "Well, that's a really good idea." So they go upstairs. Now, like I said before, it's 10 minutes before I leave. So when third shift comes in, you know, the third shift lady, she's a short Asian woman, kind of older. And she knows English. She knows enough to like do her job, but there's still like a language barrier. And I'm not trying to stick around to give any, you know, testimony or anything to the cops. So I just tell her, look, Lori, cops are on the way. There's prostitutes in the back lot, and I'm getting out before the pimp finds me. Have a nice night. And I leave. I'm gone. You know, that's just one time I could have used like an actually useful training video. You know, let's see. Oh, here's, okay, this, for any company, for anybody who works in business, who might be listening, if you have any input on your training videos, please do one about what you should do if you get robbed at gunpoint. That happened to me. Well, it kind of happened to me. Okay? So, it was a, you know, Sunday morning. I just started working morning shifts. It was around, you know, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. All the guests had already checked out. It's pretty much just me and housekeepers in the hotel. And this truck pulls up and a guy comes out. He walks to the front and, you know, I say I got robbed at Schrodinger's gunpoint because I never actually saw the gun. The guy kept his hand in his like his jacket pocket and kind of like motioned in my face like it was a gun, you know? And I think that's why I didn't take him seriously at first, because he put his hand and stuff like he had a gun but it was in his pocket in my face, and he's like, open up the fucking register, give me all the money. And I kind of laughed at him. I was like, wait, what? What? Are you serious? And he's just like, yeah, give me the fucking money. And I'm like, whoa, what do you mean, give you all the money? Like, I don't know why. I think if I saw the gun, I totally would have, like, given the guy all the money from the get-go. But I didn't take him seriously at first. So, then he said, open the fucking register. So, I pulled the register out, and I was like this? Like a fucking smartass. And then he says, help me grab the money. So, I just set my hands on, like, on the money. I'm not moving them. I'm not grabbing anything. I'm like, kind of shaking, but my hands are there. So, then he just pushes my hands. He's obviously angry, you know. He probably expected this to go a lot faster than, you know, however long I'm taking. And it's not like we have a secret button or something, you know. I don't have a silent alarm at my hotel, you know. So, this was probably like a 10-minute robbery that this guy was expecting to only spend 3 minutes. So, he's probably really pissed. And he just tells me, stand against the fucking wall. So, I stand with my hands up. He grabs all the money and he leaves. And, like, after he leaves, you know, I'm 21 years old, you know, and still, after, like, the robber left and he got away, I screamed for, like, the oldest adult that I knew, which was, you know, Miss Lorianne. She's an elderly housekeeper. You know, I don't know how old she is, but she's not young. And I was like, Lorianne! Lorianne! And I can't find her, so I run to the laundry room, and I find somebody, and I'm just like, we just got fucking robbed. And the housekeeper's like, what do you mean we got fucking robbed? I'm like, a guy kind of put a gun in my face, and then he told me to give him the money, and I didn't give him the money, and then he got mad, so then he told me to move, and then he grabbed all the money, and now they're gone. And I, again, had no fucking clue what to do, you know, if I got robbed at Schrodinger's gunpoint. That whole day was like it was a wreck. I decided, you know, after work, you know, I was kind of down because, you know, you don't always get robbed at gunpoint. I decided, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the, you know, local shelter and I'm gonna pet some dogs. You know, that, you know, scientifically, petting dogs kind of, like, you know, helps brighten your mood. So I go to the shelter. They were fucking closed. And so then I said, well, I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to get a custom hat. That'll lift my spirits. I like getting a nice hat. And I go to Lids because I was going to get like some custom stitch work. And they're fucking closed too. That whole day was like a fucking shit show. Good Lord. Well, I have one more story. As for the crazy training videos, a time that I could have really used a training video. And I think it's one of the most off the wall kind of, you know, things that have happened to me at this job. And it happened my first time working Easter at the hotel. Now, usually there I'm able to catch like a break or two, just some downtime, and I'm able to watch a couple episodes of whatever I'm watching on Netflix, you know, or a couple YouTube videos. Just able to sit down and lounge around, basically sit and get paid. Not today. I had a line of check-ins that was out the door the entire time. I couldn't watch anything on Netflix. It was a long and stressful day. I had to work for my money, and that was shitty. And, you know, a guest comes up while my line is still out the door, and he says, hey, there's no towels in the pool. Now, after 6 o'clock, I'm the only person who works at this hotel, and I can't go deliver, you know, towels to the pool if I have 20 people standing in line. So I tell the guy, all right, I'll get to it whenever I, you know, catch a moment. And unfortunately, that moment never came. It was about to come, but this guy, he gotten too impatient. So I get to my last check-in, and it is a family of just straight off the boat Middle Eastern people. I mean, they have the hijabs. There's some unkept beards in the group. I think everyone's wearing sandals. You know, everyone was wearing sandals. And this guy from earlier comes back up to the lobby, and he'd obviously been drinking while he was waiting for his pool towels. And he's just like, oh! So first, there's no towels in the fucking pool. Now you're checking in ISIS. And when he said that, like, my jaw dropped. I was in shock. I looked at the, you know, the Middle Eastern people in front of me, and I was just like, oh my God, I am so sorry. Dear Lord, I am so sorry. I will call security. I'll call the police. And, you know, and, like, I really wanted these people to stay because they were my last check-in. They had the last two rooms in the entire hotel. And if I sold them to those people, I'd be sold out and I'd be done. And I'm just trying to convince these people to stay. And they just look at me and they're like, we do not feel safe. And we feel like we will get attacked at breakfast and we do not want to stay here. So they leave and I'm upset. You know, and I had to call the police because I told them I was going to call the police. And the police come and they basically babysit this drunk guy. And they're just like, sir, you need to go back upstairs. You're bothering these folk. You've had a little bit too much. You need to go upstairs and you need to go to bed. And, you know, he goes back upstairs. You know, the Middle Eastern family, they leave. I have two rooms to sell and I am pissed. Still have not brought towels to the pool, by the way. So, you know, after the cops leave, this guy, he comes back down to the front desk and he, you know, he looks at me and he says, well, I just want to let you know, I didn't mean to start any trouble. And, you know, my boss, she always tells me, like, the customer's always right. And, you know, I'm here to say, the customer is not always right. Sometimes they're fucking wrong. And that guy was fucking wrong. So I look at him, I'm like, then why did you call them terrorists? And, you know, me and this guy, we go back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, he's just, I tell him, like, you know, not all brown people are trying to kill you. And he says, well, how do you know? And, you know, then he just, he sticks it to me, you know, he says it. He's like, you know, it's sympathetic people like you that cause 9/11. And, you know, I was taken back by that. It caught me almost as much off guard as his whole ISIS comment. And, you know, as he was like walking back to the elevator to go back to his room, you know, I decided I was going to do something to, you know, make me feel better about the situation. I was going to get a win. So I flipped him off, you know, as he was walking away. And, you know, he couldn't see it, but I knew I was doing it. So it made me feel better about everything. And, you know, in the heat of the moment, I didn't realize that the blinds for my office window were left open. And as I was flipping the guy off, he decided to look back through the window and he caught me flipping him off. And, you know, like I said before, I love to Jedi mind trick my way out of awkward situations. So the guy, he yells out, he's, "Did you just flip me off?" And I look back and I'm just like, "No." "Well, the camera saw it." "No, it didn't." "Well, your manager's going to hear about it in the morning." "No, she won't." And guy went back up to the, he went back up to his room. I left. And, you know, I work full time, so I had to come back, unfortunately. You have to come back. And the whole drive back to work, I'm sitting there thinking, "Oh, fuck, I'm going to get fired. Oh." And, you know, I get to work. And fortunately, nobody said anything to me. And, you know, half the housekeepers, they all love to gossip, and none of them had heard anything about it. And the only thing that I noticed was that the blinds on the office window were put down. I'd like to thank you again for listening to my podcast. If you'd like to follow me on social media, you can follow me on Twitter at TKEBC183. You can follow me on Instagram at BigCountry_183. You can friend me on Facebook at Ryan Pichoff. That's PICHOFF. And you can add me on Snapchat at Sasquatch124. And again, thank you for listening.